It's time for Benedictine Raven Basketball on your local sports authority, Get Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Streaming free on the MSC radio app and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned for the BNP Propane pregame show.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps, just south of Holton, powered by BNP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at msconews.net.
It's basketball season, and Mueller's Locker Room in Atchison is your home court for all the action. With wall-to-wall TVs, daily food specials, and drinks as smooth as a no-look pass, you won't miss a single slam dunk or buzzer beater. From the opening set to the final buzzer, the best plays happen at Mueller's Locker Room, where hoops fans huddle up. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your game day headquarters all season long.
Good afternoon and welcome to Lamoni, Iowa, where this afternoon in the Heart of America Athletic Conference of the NAIA, we've got college basketball coming your way. A doubleheader with the ladies first as Benedictine is being hosted by Graceland. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph. He's our producer, engineer, and all-around make-it-happen kind of a guy back in the studio. Joseph, good to have you, man. Tom Counts with you here, courtside, is the PA guy. He just introduced the starters to the crowd on hand that I'm suspecting is still making its way into the gymnasium. That said, let me share these starters with you. First of all, for Graceland, under head coach Willie Scott, they come into the game at 4-19 on the season and 3-12 at a conference and are going to be starting Anaya Smith, 5'3", junior from Davenport. Olivia Tinoco at 5'8", from Liberty, Missouri, a junior. Freshman, Humble, Texas native, 5'5", Juliana Penn. You're going to have Anaria Morbidoni, a senior from Argentina at 5'11", and rounding it out, Maxine Ampofo, 5'8", from Williamstown, New Jersey, also a senior. And as the ball goes up the tip of the way, going to be controlled down by the Yellow Jackets, and we are underway. Grayson coming into the game today off a win. Now the ball's going to be knocked to the back toward the backcourt, but rescued. Turnaround shot, 18-footer, up and no good. Rebounding down is going to be Nicole Stork, and here comes Benedictine. Lady Ravens are going to have their very standard five with Ronnie Brueggemann and Owen Dieters. You're going to have Michaela Bauman and Kelly and Nicole Stork. Raven's shot goes up, doesn't go down. Back up over to basketball. Here comes Graceland. Each team with an initial possession of the afternoon. Neither team's got anything on the board. We're not quite a minute into the game. The drive over to the right side, extended free throw line, back and away. 16-foot turnaround shot is going to be up and good. And Graceland off the hand of Maxine Ampofo. They will take the early lead at 2-0. 8:55 to go in quarter number one. Benedictine will feed into the lane. Kelly's pass knocked away. Ravens are going to turn it over. Not a lot of focus in the early moments of the game. The kick over to the right side. The dish back to the wing. Three-point shot online and good. And Grayson is raced out of the gate on a three-point shot by Morbidoni. It is 5-0. Yellow Jackets, 8.5 to go in the opening quarter. Benedictine with Owen Dieters into the forward court. Swings it over to Nicole. Jackets in their player defense. They're charged up here this afternoon and coming off a win in their last outing. Here's a feed underneath. Two-handed layup is going to be up and good. And we've got a Graceland player down on the floors, and we're going to take a timeout. Joseph, our first break of the afternoon, coming at 8:15 to go. We're in the opening quarter in Iowa, where it is Graceland 5, Benedictine 2.
Hard to come by these days, unless you're at Taco John's. A crispy beef taco, bean burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink for just $5? Oh, what a steal. $7 for a pair of crispy beef tacos, plus a nacho crunch beef burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink? And that's a steal, too. And just $9 for a super crispy beef taco, chicken stuffed grill taco, junior potato olays, churro, and a small drink? Well, now that's highway taco robbery. Order these meals steals in restaurant or online, only at Taco John's.
Kind of turn. The player for Grayson, who was on the ground, she was just kind of sitting on the floor, sitting up. Well, she gets up and walks off the floor with no apparent injury, no limp or no help needed to get off the floor, and she's sitting on the bench now. So we'll see what happens with her. Now, the officials have decided they're going to huddle up over the screen, and they're going to review that play and make sure that there was no ill intent. And now the officials are coming out and instructing the teams to once again leave the floor as they're going to determine if there was anything going on. And the officials right here in front of us, by the way, probably important for you to be aware that as we are each year here at Grayson, we're on the scorer's table immediately adjacent to the Benedictine bench. So as the official comes over and shares with head coach Chad Folsom that there was no contact or nothing really happened in the midst of all of that, so no problem. Back up with it will come Graceland. Ravens trailing ball game here in the early going with 8:10 to go in the opening quarter. It is 5-3 Yellow Jackets. Tom Simon of basketball. They're going to have Juliana Penn. She'll go over to the right side. 3-point shot up, no good. Rebounding that is going to be Brueggemann, and the Ravens are going to run. Brueggemann outlets the way to the left side. Gets it there to Michaela. Bauman feeds in the middle. On the floor one time. The shot for Nicole is up and too soft. And she was just beat down on the floor. And up with the basketball. And into the forecourt will come the Jackets. Handling it up top side is going to be Morbidoni. The feed into the lane. The runner off the window and good. That was a pretty shot by Maxine. And Ampolo will have her 4th points of the afternoon. The Ravens trail 7-2. 7.5 minutes to play in the first. BC to Michaela. Over to the top. The three is launched by Brueggemann. No good. Rebound Stork. Back to Riley. She'll start right. Drive left. Temp ball slapped out of her hands. It's going to be stolen from Brueggemann. The Ravens are going to turn it over. 7:11 to go in the half. Or in the quarter. Again, first quarter. We're going to have halves here in a little while when the guys play. Here's a three. Launch too long. Rebounded off the floor by Bauman. And here comes BC. Ravens racing into the forecourt. 7 minutes to play in the first quarter. 3-point shot. Kicks out. No good. The follow shot. No good. And Benedictine can't buy a bucket in the early going this afternoon. We will have a foul called on Graceland. And they have a delightful, huge scoreboard here with all the information, like who are the players and how many points they've got and how many fouls they got. But all those accoutrements are not being used. They do have the score and the time, which is nice. Free throw coming up here. And Kelly will put it up and in. So Kelly Stork collects her first point of the afternoon. And Benedictine, who is 1 of 5 from the floor and 0 for 2 from 3, hits the first and hits the second free throws. And they cut the deficit to 7-4. Benedictine is going to bring Nicole Stork out of the ball game, and into the line for the Lady Ravens, you're going to get Kyla Fitzgerald, the 5'10 senior from Australia. Grayson into the forecourt, kicking it down the right side, out on top, straight away. 4-3, way short, caught on the fly, blocked by Kelly, rebound by Stork, and here comes Benedictine. Brueggemann will run into the forecourt, cross at the center, dump it over to the left side to Kelly. Now way out on the wing. Here comes Michaela. She'll kick it out on top. Fitzgerald goes right. Brueggemann travels with it. Just started moving her feet. I don't know why, but that's going to be the second turnover by Brueggemann in the first 3.5 minutes of the game. Grayson will put it in play in the backcourt. Benedict is going to apply a little bit of pressure on the upcourt play. And cross-court pass batted away. Ravens are going to come up with it. Down the right side, Fitzgerald runs and shoots and scores. So Kyla will have her first point of the game, and Benedictine is back to within one. It is 7-6 with 6 minutes to go in the first quarter. Yellow Jackets with a basketball up top side. Way out near the center circle. And they'll ease over to the left. It's going to be Juliana Penn. Penn will dump it over to the right side. More Bedoni looks underneath. They'll cross underneath. The feed will come instead to the free throw line. Now dropping a shoulder, cutting into the middle. The shot goes up and can't see a thing. The foul is just going to be a foul against Benedictine. It's going to be on Kelly Stewart. Ravens are going to make a couple of substitutions. Kelly will come out of the game, and Brueggemann will come out of the game. We're going to get Nicole Stewart back in, and Diana Moser. 5:40 to play. Opening quarter. Inbound. Batted away. Players go to the floor. As Peters jumps up, gets in front of Penn. And then the ball is going to get out of bounds, and it will be off the Jackets. Ravens up the floor with it. Here comes Owen. 5.5 to go in the opening quarter. Hasn't been a great win for Benedictine, but sometimes on the road against a team like Grayson, who's got nothing to lose coming into this game today, sometimes they provide a little more of a formidable opponent than you might normally have expected. 13 on the shot clock. Ravens on the left side. The hook underneath. Nicole goes up. Gets hit. Gets fouled. And it's going to be coming to the free throw line. A whistle is going to be on Brooklyn Davis. Grayson has just brought Brooklyn into the game, a 5'9 senior from Kansas City, Missouri. And for BC, back to the free throw line, they will come, and this time it'll be Nicole Stork, whose first shot is up and good. That'll tie the game at 7. And as Benedictine looks for their first lead of the afternoon, the junior from Adele puts this one up, and it will not go down. Rebounding it away. Maxine Ampofo. Here comes Grayson. 7-7 ball game. 5 minutes to go in the first. Yellow Jackets will drive into the lane. Little push off with the free hand. And the shot goes up. They're going to count the bucket. And it's going to be plus one. Counting the basket. The foul is going to be on Nicole Stork. It'll be her first. It'll be Benedictine team foul two. And coming to the line with an opportunity at a conventional three-point play, that's going to be Brooklyn Davis. Brooklyn going to step up here, a little right-handed shot. It's going to be airborne and good. So she will put the Yellow Jackets back up by 3. At 5:04 to be exact to play in the opening quarter. Here comes Benedictine. Moser steps inside her defender, pulls up, jump shot up, no good. Rebound tipped around and cleared down by Graceland. Here they come, down the left side. They'll stop way out on the far elbow, bring it up between the circles. Penn runs the ball, club from the one. Dieter steps up in front of her, providing Benedictine defense. 16 on the shot clock. Ravens are going to send a pair to the scorer's table. Now the drive, the shot, partially deflected, and a rebound to Benedictine. Great defense by Dieter. And the Lady Ravens into the front court, they trail by 3. Out on top is Nicole. Her hook pass went right to Olivia Tinoco, who will go coast to coast and have the ball blocked out of her hand, out of bounds by Dieter. And again, early in the game here this afternoon, it has not been real pretty basketball by either of these teams. Benedictine is going to bring Ryder Brueggemann back in. They're also going to bring for the first time into the game this afternoon the sophomore from Frankfurt. Hattie Gross will check in. Hattie coming off a personal best game Wednesday night. Had a fantastic contest. 24 points in the Raven win. Here's a 16-foot turnaround shot. Up no good. Brueggemann coming up with a rebound. She'll direct little traffic. Accelerates into the forecourt. Swing it over to the right side. Gets it there to Hattie. Gross with it on the floor a couple of times. Pulls up her dribble. Out on top of the road to Moser. She'll step inside. Go from 18. And that one is going to be way short. She shot from 18, but they're going to say the ball was off a Graceland player, which may account for having been that short. Lady Ravens are going to have it in at their offensive end. 3:51 to go in the opening quarter. It is a 10-7 Graceland lead in a low-scoring game to this point. It'll come in underneath, then the turnaround shot up and good. Nicole Stork. She has 5 points, leads Benedictine in scoring. It is now 10-9. The cross-court pass knocked away by Hattie. Ravens are going to pick it up in BC, back into the forecourt, and again, looking for a lead. Underneath it goes to Nicole. She'll have it knocked out of her hands, tries to recover it, and it's going to go out of bounds. It'll be Raven basketball. All right, Nicole Stork comes out. Kelly Stork will come in. That's 3:29 to go in the first quarter. 10-9, Graceland in front. Riley Brueggemann will inbound to Mosier. All alone, set shot, three, very wide to the right side. Doesn't draw iron, but the putback by Brueggemann is up and good. First points for Brueggemann this afternoon, and Benedictine is in front for the first time. It is 11-10. 3:15 to go in the first quarter. From the right side, driving in, dishing across, off the block. The shot is going to be up and good. Nicely done. Brooklyn Davis has five. Grayson goes right back in front. 3 minutes to play in the opening quarter. Lady Jackets in front by one at 12-11. Benedictine will have it between the circles. Look to the middle. Gets it there to Kelly. The bounce back to the outside. Mosier will go three again, and that one is off the mark. Mosier struggling to find the range. The upcourt pass is way too high, too long, and too far. And there was just nothing Brooklyn Davis could do about that as it sails beyond her and out of bounds. Lady Raven basketball. Nicole Stork will come back in and take out Kyla Fitzgerald. So it'll be Nicole Stork, Kelly Stork, Diana Moser, Riley Brueggemann, Hattie Gross. The bottom of the court for Benedictine. The feed to the free throw line, back over to the right side. Moser nearly travels, apparently didn't, to Kelly. Back out of top, Brueggemann. Shot clock at 13. It has been nothing to about the shot clock today. The shot is up for Gross. It misses. Rebound, Brueggemann. It's going to be knocked out of her hands and out of bounds to Benedictine. So the Lady Ravens will have it into their offensive end with 18 on the shot clock. It'll be put in play by Riley Brueggemann. Riley, the Lenexa native. 5'8" in sophomore. Here's Moser back over to Brueggemann. She'll step inside the circle and put up a long two and hit it. Brueggemann has four. And Benedictine back in front again as these two teams continue to exchange the lead. 2 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Benedictine up 13-12 to the baseline. The kick over to the left side and the ball thrown away. Ravens are going to have it back in. Dieters back in for Moser. And for Coach Folsom, four of the starting five are back on the court. Nicole brings it in to Dieters. We've got Stork, and Gross, the Raven five. Driving across the lane is Kelly. Dumps it into the corner. A long three for Owen. Off the rim. High rebound. Pulled down by Nicole. Misses it. Rebound batted around, and Kelly reaches in and picks up a foul. So for Kelly Stork, it'll be two fouls to go along with her 2 points. And Benedictine is going to get her out of the game right away. And checking in for the Lady Ravens for the first time this afternoon, it's going to be the 6'1 senior from Manhattan, Kansas, Grace Dixon, comes into the game. We're down to a minute and a half to go in the opening quarter for the ladies' game here in Iowa. 13-12 Benedictine. In a game that's seen all kinds of issues. There was a travel, never picked up. Now a baseline turnaround jump shot. Nicely done. Putting it up and in is going to be Maxine Ampofo. She's got six. And it's 14-13, Graceland. The ball is going to be stripped out of Dieter's hand. And Benedictine with another turnover. Lady Ravens are going to look back at his opening quarter and think there's some things we could be doing better. And they will as this game goes along. Here's a follow-up shot from the right side that draws air. Grayson has gone to the bench, and they brought Angelique Taylor into the game, the 5'11 senior. Here's a baseline shot for the Ravens. It's up no good. Rebounded down by Olivia Tinoco. 40 seconds to play in the first quarter. You're in the Morton Center on the campus of Graceland University. Jackets with the ball, with the lead. Shot clock at 15. They're in front by one. Skip will go to the top of the key. They'll dump it over to the corner where the open three is shot and scored from deep in the right corner. It'll be the first point of the ball game for Tinoco. 17-13, Graceland. 15 seconds left in the opening quarter. Coach Folsom trying to encourage his team, inspire them, get a little something going on with them. And now we'll pass into the baseline where Nicole gets bowled over. And there will be a foul on Angelique Gaylor. It's going to be her first personal foul. Ravens will have it into the baseline. 7 seconds left, first quarter. Looking it in, it'll come Brueggemann. She'll put it up. No. Rebound underneath. Followed up and good for Nicole. And that will bring us to the end of the opening quarter. We'll be back. Second quarter on tap. After one, it's the Graceland Yellow Jackets. 17, the Benedictine Lady Ravens. 15.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
The end of the opening quarter, Benedictine, it's very clear to see it just has not been normal Lady Raven basketball in this opening quarter. Is there? Listen to the numbers. BC shooting 31% from the floor. They are 0-for-7 three-point shooting so far in the ballgame, turning it over five times in the opening quarter. And so for Benedictine, they are a better team than they have played in this first quarter. They are led by Nicole Stork. She's got seven to face away. For Graceland, half a dozen for Maxine Ampofo. Graceland, on the other hand, just to give a little comparison, Graceland is 7 of 15, hitting 47%, and 2 of 5 from outside, perfect at the free throw line. So the Yellow Jackets playing some of their probably very best basketball of the season so far. And again, for Graceland, not only are they home, but they're coming off what for them is a big win in their last outing. They come into the ballgame today, 3-12 at a conference and 4-19 on the season. Benedictine will have the same five. Yeah, you're going to have Grace Dixon and Nicole Stork. You're going to have Ronnie Brueggemann and Hattie Gross with Owen Dieters. So an interesting five for Benedictine with which to begin the second quarter. The ball will come in. Dieters brings it up, and we're back underway. Second quarter here in Lamoni. Ravens from the left side. Gross will go three. Drains it. Pick it up today right where she left off Wednesday. Hattie picking up the three-point shot of the Ravens. Go in front at 18-17 moments into the second quarter. BC will double up the basketball on the right side. The runner up and too strong. And BC will come back up floor with it. Here's Brueggemann. Look away pass to Grace. She'll power in, get triple teamed, dumps it to the corner. The three is up and a little bit short. And a rebound is going to be slapped away from Nicole Stork. And it's going to go out of bounds to Benedictine. Lady Ravens are going to be putting in play at the end of the jacket bench and doing the inbound work. It's going to be Hattie Gross. Hattie brings it out on top. Brueggemann to the left block. The kick to the top. Back underneath, the shot by Stork misses a point-blank layup, and BC can't afford to miss those bunnies. Back down the floor with it, here comes Graceland. Yellow Jackets hanging tight against Benedictine, trailing only by one. They'll drive it all the way to the baseline, nothing there, rotate it back out on top. Just playing a little catch with it now, running some motion. Here's a driving shot down the left side, it's up and good. Tinoco with five. And it is 19-18 Graceland. Skip pass across the baseline. It's going to be taken by Hattie. Graceland playing a good player defense right now. They'll feed Nicole. She'll try to bounce it, and her skip pass for Grace is going to be kicked and lost out of bounds. So a break here for the Lady Ravens. They're going to get it back in play. Nicole checks out of the lineup, and Benedictine is going to bring Kyla Fitzgerald back in. 8.5 to go in the first half of the women's game. It'll come into Brueggemann. She gets bumped. No whistle. Here's Dieters. Sidestep the defender. Back to the right side to Hattie. With the hand in her face, she puts up a three and hits it. Hattie Gross with a half a dozen. It is 21-19. And for Benedictine, how about this? It is their largest lead of the game as they're up two. Yellow Jackets, the long two-point shot, rolls out the rim, no good, and it's going to be battled for Hattie. He's going to secure down the basketball, gets it away to Riley. Bergman, full tilt, runs into the forecourt, coast-to-coast, takes it up, out the window, missed it. Rebound underneath, and BC will rotate it back out on top. Gross to Dieters. Dieters pivots with the left foot, one-hand underhand pass to Bergman. Shot clock in a dozen. 7:40 to go in the opening half. 8 on the shot clock. Bergman down the right side of the lane. Puts up the floater and knocks it down. Riley with 6. Benedictine stretches its lead now to 23-19. And here is that pivotal moment in the ballgame. When if you're Grayson, you've had a lead. You played really well. And suddenly the team with a better record starts coming from behind. And now they take a lead. And now they start stretching the lead. For Grayson, it is imperative to not let Benedictine get farther ahead and prevent this thing from getting out of control in the first half. Shot clock is at 9. Driving down the lane. The runner. It's up. It's no good. And we have a whistle beneath the goal. Which way does the foul call? It's almost impossible to see again sitting on the floor here at the scorer's table. It's going to be a foul called on Brueggemann. So for Riley, it'll be foul number 1. For Benedictine, it'll be foul 1 of the second quarter. Matter of fact, that's the first foul by either team in the second quarter. And Grayson will come to the free throw line. It'll be Maxine. She has not had a free throw yet this afternoon. Bends at the waist, puts it up and in. It's now 23-20. One more shot coming up here for the Yellow Jackets. Maxine will eye it and put it right in there. Nicely done for Ampofo. And with that successful free throw, Coach Willie Scott is going to take a timeout. Let's do it, Joseph. A break in the action. At 7:11 to go in the opening half in Lamoni, Iowa, where it's the Benedictine Lady Ravens 23, Graceland 21.
Looking for a fresh, fast, and delicious meal in Atchison? Head to Subway, conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct. From made-to-order sandwiches and wraps to crisp salads, protein bowls, and breakfast options, Subway has something for everyone, any time of day. And be sure to watch for their special $6.99 meal of the day for a great deal on your favorites. Fresh ingredients, great value, and made just the way you like it. Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison.
Well, motoring up here this afternoon, I was listening to a little bit of the pregame for the Cyclones this afternoon, and Iowa State has their hands full just down the road here a little bit as they are leading Baylor, number 7, Iowa State 45, Baylor 44, 15 minutes to play in that one. Of course, Kansas is playing this afternoon. You've got a couple other big games, Purdue battling. I mean, it is tooth and nail for Purdue as they're up 4 over Oregon. And KU with a 7-point lead over Utah as they go to halftime now. Ravens got to put the ball in play in the backcourt. And here comes Benedictine leading it by 2. Kyla Fitzgerald to Brueggemann and Riley. Top side with it. We'll glide over to the left side to Kyla. Back over to Hattie. She'll skip it down low. Top side to Brueggemann. Sidesteps her defender. Hooks it back out on top to Dieters. Goes into the lane. Shot clock at 8. Dieters' shot is up and wide to the right side. And the rebound hauled down by Angelique Taylor, who nearly travels with it, but she's able to get herself under control and get rid of the basketball just in time. 6.5 to go in the first half. Benedictine leading by 2 at 23-21. Jackets with the basketball to the right elbow. Out on top again, it's going to be Livia. Running shot, hits the back of the rim with a long rebound. Cleared away by Brueggemann. Benedictine up the floor. Over to the right side, it's going to be Hattie. She will drive, bring it back out on top. I thought maybe she was going to attack the rim that trip, but she does not. She'll bring it out on top. BC will work the perimeter. Top side, 3-point shot. Yes, for Brueggemann. It'll be her first 3 of the game, her 9th point of the afternoon. 26-21, BC by 5. And the Ravens coming up with a steal. It's on the floor. Hattie has it, lost it, and Ravens are going to save it. Coach Folsom's going to take a timeout. Let's do it. A break at 5:50 to go in the opening half. It is Benedictine 26, Graceland 21.
Whether you're hosting friends, enjoying a cozy evening at home, or celebrating life's little moments, Hundley Liquor has everything you need to elevate the occasion. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make any gathering special. Hundley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hundley Liquor.
And the second quarter has found them warming up a little bit. They've improved their shooting out of 10 of 27 and 3 of 11 from outside and 3 of 4 at the free throw line. And coming out of a timeout, it is Benedictine basketball. Lady Ravens have gone back to Michaela Bauman in the game. Here's a shot from the top. It's up and no good. And a rebound could have been cleared away. Graceland with the ball, and into the full court they will come. Anaya Smith back in the game. She'll be up topside. Anaya, the very small 5'3" junior guard. And a turnover down to the baseline by Graceland. They tried to bounce the ball off the foot of Nicole, but Brooklyn Davis was not able to keep her feet in play as that was happening. Benedictine is going to have a backup court. Here comes Bergman. We are midpoint of the second quarter. Benedictine with a basketball, leading it by five. Skip pass comes out on top to Michaela. Bauman over to Riley. She'll pivot with the right foot. Top side again. This time, Kyla. BC will go back door. Nothing there. One hand push pass back off on top. Cutting to the left side. Moser to the baseline. Michaela goes three. No. Rebound, Nicole. Underneath, no, no. And that shot clock goes off, and somebody was snoozing down here. And on the other end, the layup is up and missing. Brueggemann will rebound it down. 4.5 to go in the first half. And here's a driving layup is up and good by Nicole Stork. First point of the second quarter, 7-9 points now the ball game for Nicole. It goes to 28-21, Benedictine by 7. 4:17 to go. It's been a long time since Grayson has scored. And now leaning in and putting the shot up. And Popo is able to draw the foul. It'll be whistled on Nicole. It is her second. And coming to the free throw line, it's going to be Ann Popo. Bergman comes out. Nicole Stork comes out of the game. And you're going to have Grace Dixon out there with Kyla Fitzgerald. You're going to have Michaela Bauman and Diana Moser. And rounding up the Benedictine 5-0 and Dieter's first free throw here is up and good. First point in a while for the Yellow Jackets. Second one, got them both. 28-23 Benedictine. And again, Dieter's up the floor with the basketball. She'll kick it over to Michaela. Ravens will work it to the corner. Now to the block. Grace. They'll feed to the baseline to Kyla. Long cross court pass to Moser. Now they'll feed to the middle again to Grace. And they'll say she travels with the basketball. So for Benedictine, a turnover. And they lead only by five with 3:50 to go in the first half. Nice little behind-the-back pass. Yellow Jackets will attack the lane. Come out on top. Put up a two. It's wide to the right side. And Ravens are going to take that thing down as it hits the floor. Thought it was just going to go out of bounds. It didn't. And Ravens are going to recover it. Quickly transition up the floor. Three-point shot, BC. In and out. No good. And a rebound pulled down by Maxine, who gets the ball. And then a defender steps in front of her, kind of interrupts her train of thought, and she travels with it. So Ravens are going to have a back and play in the backcourt. Benedictine in the traveling black uniforms with red and white. You're going to have the Graceland home whites with gold and black. Now the ball's going to be knocked away from Dixon. Here comes the Yellow Jacket offense. Down the floor, running shot, up, no good. Rebound on the inside, taken away by Dieters, and we'll have a Graceland foul in the backcourt. The whistle is going to be on Alvarez. So Marjorie picking up her first foul, and the 5'5 freshman from Ecuador has just come into the ballgame moments ago. 3:13 and counting to play in the opening half. 28-23. Been a little low scoring. Been quite a lot of errors as both of these teams having some Saturday afternoon blues here. Oh, a pretty pass across the lane. And the layup is going to be put up and good. Kind of Fitzgerald with four. 30-23 for the second time. Benedictine leading up by seven. And now the ball stolen by Grace. She'll get it away. Dieters, rim to the forecourt. Kicks it over to the right side of Michaela. Skip pass into the lane. The ball's going to be knocked away. Stolen back by Grace Landon. Yellow Jackets will bring it over to the right side. Here's Marjorie for three. Nah. And a rebound, Dixon. Benedictine going to slow it down a little bit. Coach Folsom on his feet, indicating what offense he would like to see his team running. Grace will have it between the circles, way up high. Goes over to the left elbow to Owen. She'll start into the lane. Kicks it down to the baseline to Michaela. In the middle goes Dixon. A shot, no. Had about a six-foot shot and couldn't get it to fall. And I think Grace needs a little rest. She's moving up the floor kind of slowly right now. So we're at 2 minutes of play in the first half. Hattie running to the scorer's table. She's going to be coming in, but she won't be coming in for Grace, I don't think. Around the right side, lots of steps, and there's the travel. Alert call by the official on the near side. Hattie Gross will be back into the game, and it will be Kyla who checks out. So, got Hattie Gross and Owen Dieters, Diana Moser, Michaela Bauman, and Grace Dixon as your Benedictine five with a minute 40 to go and rolling along toward halftime. Ravens have the basketball leading at 30-23. The skip will go into the lane. Grace's shot is up and missing, and she was kind of almost underneath the goal when she went up with that. Needed to either back up about a half step or kick the ball out, and she did neither. The shot went straight up, straight down, and here comes Grace. Now the ball is knocked away in the backcourt. Dieters had it. It's going to be knocked out of her hands and out of bounds. Raven basketball. Great hustle for Benedictine by the freshman from Corning, Kansas. 1:25 to play in the first half. And now Grace Dixon will come out of the game and back into the lineup for the first time in a while. They're going to get the 6'1 freshman, Kelly Storks, back in. Minute 25 to play in the opening half. Ravens top side. The three, Michaela hits the back. No good. And a rebound, hustle for, and saved by Hattie. Good hustle for BC. And now the feed in the middle of Kelly. A defender gets in there. Players are on the floor. Fish is going to call a jump ball. Possession, Yellow Jackets. A minute 13 to go in the opening half. And Grace was not out of the lineup very long because Kelly, who is in, comes right back out. What Coach does not want to do, he wants Kelly in for her offense. He does not want her to pick up a third foul. She's got two already. And certainly doesn't want to see a third foul in the first half. Yellow Jackets will bring it back up the floor. We're at a minute to play. The ball batted away. It's on the floor. Michaela tries to come up with it, but it's going to be rescued by Alvarez. And now again, you're going to find the Yellow Jackets running some motion. Over to the right side is going to be Morbidoni. She'll put up a three. It's going to be up. Oh, it's going to be good. Ayanara Morbidoni, her second three of the game. And it's 30-26. Half a minute to go in the first half. Benedictine back into the forecourt. Here's Bauman. BC will skip it left, go to the block, and the shot is blocked. Rebound Benedictine, it's going to be taken away from Grace. Here come the Yellow Jackets. They've got numbers. The feed to the right side. The kick into the middle. The wide open shot. Good. That was nice movement of the basketball as Ampofo is in double figures. And it's 30-28. Grayson is right in this thing. 3 seconds to go in the half. Dieters, an off-balance shot at the buzzer, no good. It's halftime in Iowa. We'll be back here to summarize the first half for you as these teams are headed for the locker room. It's Benedictine, Lady Ravens 30, Graceland 28.
It's time now for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Taco John's,
bigger, bolder, better.
Good deals are hard to come by these days, unless you're at Taco John's. A crispy beef taco, bean burrito, junior potato oles, and a small drink for just $5? Oh, what a steal. $7 for a pair of crispy beef tacos, plus a nacho crunch beef burrito, junior potato oles, and a small drink? And that's a steal, too. And just $9 for a super crispy beef taco, chicken stuffed grill taco, junior potato oles, churro, and a small drink? Well, now that's highway taco robbery. Order these meal steals in-restaurant or online, only at Taco John's.
When every moment counts, every detail matters. Amberwell Hospice Care brings compassionate local care to wherever you are, home, assisted living, or a nursing facility. Our team is here day and night, helping you manage symptoms, control pain, and focus on what matters most. Time with your loved ones. We support your family too, with grief counseling that starts on day one and continues after loss. You don't need to navigate this difficult time alone. Call Amberwell Hospice Care, 913-360-5520.
Time of the ladies' game, and as their teams have headed to the locker room, the men's teams are out on the floor warming up, so I would encourage you to stick around. The second half of our doubleheader should be outstanding as the Grayson men, number one team in the Heart of America Athletic Conference, and the Ravens looking to have a big road upset here in February. But first, let's talk about the scoring in this game. For Grayson, they are playing, I don't want this to sound wrong, but I'm just going to say maybe as well as they can play. They have been good, led by Maxine and Popo. She's led them all season long. She's got a dozen in the first half today. And Nara Morbidini with six and five apiece were Brooklyn Davis and Olivia Tinoco. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens, no one in double figure scoring, but you got a couple of them getting close. And again, it's the regular culprits with Ronnie Brueggemann, 9, Nicole Stork, 9. Hattie Gross is coming off the bench. She hit a couple of three-point shots, 4 in the first half for Connor Fitzgerald, and Kelly Stork with only 2 points on 2 of 2 at the free throw line. But oddly enough, neither Owen Dieters nor Michaela Bauman have any points on the board yet. Looking at the numbers, Grayson's shooting well. 10 of 24, 42% from the floor, where Benedictine is 12 of 37. 32% shooting the ball. From the outside, it's even more pronounced as Grayson, 3 of 8, it's 38%. Benedictine, 3 of 16, 18% from outside. Free throws, Lady Ravens are 3 of 4, but Grayson is perfect. They're 5 of 5 at the line today. Turnovers, pretty much identical at 11 and 12. Rebounds, the Ravens with a decided 23-13 advantage in that, and Grayson has been credited with 7 steals in the first half. However, Benedictine, although they trailed early in the ballgame, they put together a lead about midpoint of the first quarter and have not trailed since. But what had been as much as a 7-point lead a couple of times in the second quarter, now that lead is gone. It is 2 points here at halftime. Again, we'll be back. Second half of the ladies' game coming up, and then the guys' game at 4 o'clock. But right now, with the intermission score in Lamoni, Iowa, the Benedictine Lady Ravens 30 and the Grayson Lady Yellow Jackets 28. We're kicking it back to Joseph at the Care Sports Studio, where he's got you some halftime.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With 3 tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot foot sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week.
Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven Commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. We'll be returning to Tom Couts in Lamoni, Iowa, in just a few minutes. Taking a look at the Care Country sports schedule, we've got upcoming high school basketball games on Tuesday night from Oskaloosa, as we will have JCN at Oskaloosa starting at 6 p.m. for the girls' game. The boys should take to the court sometime right around 7:30 or so. Then we will have high school or college basketball on Wednesday, as the Ravens will once again be on the road, this time in Baldwin City, Kansas, taking on longtime rival Baker University. Tune in at 5:30 for the women's game. The men will take to the court right around 7:30 or so. Then on Thursday night, it comes around to Sports Look, where Tom and Gus Couts discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report, right around 5:15 to 5:20. Following Sports Look, we'll have High School Coaches Insight, where we'll talk to the coaches of Marhill Mount Academy, JCN, ACCHS, and Atchison. That follows Sports Look on Thursday evenings. I'll be back in just a moment.
If you lift up a couch cushion, empty pants pockets at the washing machine, or search your vehicle, you will probably find some loose change rolling around. Hi, this is Brian Casey of Union State Bank of Atchison. Did you know that loose change is important to the local businesses in your community who depend on it for transactions? The U.S. Mint is asking Americans to put those coins back in circulation by spending them or taking them to your nearest bank location to deposit. All 7 Union State Bank locations can help your friends and neighbors when you bring in your change jars. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps, just south of Holton, powered by BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Taking a look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference in women's basketball, we have a few finals to mention. It was Central Methodist over Mount Mercy earlier today, with Central Methodist ladies having an 83-65 victory over Mount Mercy. Clark beat Park 75-71. In the William Woods Grandview game, it was Grandview's day with their final of 72-37. At the half, Mid-American Nazarene is leading Culver Stockton 25-19. Baker is trailing Missouri Baptist with about a minute left in the first quarter with Missouri Baptist at 29, Baker 26. In the Missouri Valley Peru State game at the half, it's Missouri Valley 37, Peru State 27. In this game, we've got Benedictine sitting at 30 points to Graceland's 28. I'll be back in just a moment.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
At Hummelgaard Family Dentistry in Atchison, your comfort and health come first. You're in good hands.
I'm Dr. Jordan Hummelgaard, formerly Campbell. I grew up right here in Atchison. Caring for the community means everything to me. We take time to listen and make sure you feel comfortable and cared for, whether it's your first visit or your 50th. When you walk through our doors, you're family.
Hummelgaard Family Dentistry at 913-367-7270 or stop by 817 Santa Fe in Atchison. Hummelgaard Family Dentistry.
In men's basketball in the Heart of America Athletic Conference, at the half, it's Grandview 38, William Woods 31. With about 4 minutes and 30 seconds remaining in the first, it is Mount Mercy leading Central Methodist 28-27. Again, with about 4 minutes left in the first, it is Park ahead of Clark 32-22. I'll be back with a good look at that weather eye forecast in just a moment.
It's basketball season, and Mueller's Locker Room in Atchison is your home court for all the action. With wall-to-wall TVs, daily food specials, and drinks as smooth as a no-look pass, you won't miss a single slam dunk or buzzer beater. From the opening tip to the final buzzer, the best plays happen at Mueller's Locker Room, where hoops fans huddle up. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your game day headquarters all season long.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon. Daytime highs approaching 48. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies again. Tonight, lows level off around 31. Daytime highs approaching 57. Tomorrow, mainly clear skies. Lots of sunshine and dry. Monday and Tuesday, upper 60s. Monday, upper 50s by Tuesday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr for Hot Country 93.7. Currently, it is 48 degrees and sunny in downtown Atchison. It feels like 43 out there with the winds out of the south-southeast at 13 miles per hour and a relative humidity of 40%. The air quality is good today. The dew point is 25 degrees Fahrenheit. And the barometric pressure, well, it's falling at 30.22 inches of mercury. We'll be returning to Tom Couch courtside in just a couple of moments.
Good deals are hard to come by these days, unless you're at Taco John's. A crispy beef taco, bean burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink for just $5? Oh, what a steal. $7 for a pair of crispy beef tacos, plus a nacho crunch beef burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink? And that's a steal, too. And just $9 for a super crispy beef taco, chicken stuffed grill taco, junior potato olays, churro, and a small drink? Well, now that's highway taco robbery. Order these meal steals in-restaurant or online, only at Taco John's.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
You've been listening to the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now rejoin Tom and Gus Couch live at the arena for the second half action.
Hey, we do welcome you back to the Morden Center here on the campus of Graceland University in Lamoni, Iowa, where the ladies' teams are out of the court warming up, and we're about ready to get underway with the second half as Benedictine leads, but by a slim 30-28 margin. Joseph, he's our producer and engineer in the Care Sports Studios this afternoon. Joseph, great work at the half, as always. Thank you. It is 82 degrees in Lamoni, Iowa. No, I'm kidding. It's really like 38 degrees in Lamoni. But I'll tell you what it is. If you're looking out the window, it could be 80. I mean, it's gorgeous. It's sunny and crystal clear, and the azure blue skies is, you know, it could be a early summer afternoon. So the trip, very, very pleasant and ideally uneventful coming up to Iowa for the teams here this afternoon. Just visiting at halftime of the ladies' game with Coach Moody as he's getting his guys ready to go for what will be the second half of our college hoops doubleheader this afternoon. The men will be on the floor beginning at about 4 o'clock this afternoon. Fennel said Lady Ravens got off to a little bit of a slow start in this game and really have not kicked it up the way we've seen them do most of the season, the way we've seen them do that has propelled them to an 18-5 record and 14-1 of the conference. We'll see if they're able to kind of shake that loose in the second half. Benedictine trailed early, took their first lead of the game with 3:15 to go in the opening quarter. Never trailed after that. They were able to push a lead to as many as 7 before some late scoring at the end of the second quarter allowed Grayson to cut that lead back to 2. So it is 30-28, Benedictine in front and 4. So Lady Ravens, they're going to come out with the original 5 of Riley Brueggemann and Owen Dieters, Michaela Bauman, Kelly Stork, and Nicole Stork. Remember, Nicole played some limited time, or Ed Kelly both in the first half, each of them with 2 personal fouls. For Grayson, it's Anaya Smith and Olivia Tinoco, Juliana Penn and Ara Morbidoni, and Maxine Ampofo. And tell you what, how about that Maxine? 12 points already in the game. She leads all scorers. Alternate possession, Lady Raven basketball, and we are back underway. Benedictine feeds it into the corner. To the block, to straight ahead. Dieters 3 off the rim, rolls around, no good. Rebound chased down, and Nicole's going to save it. Benedictine will keep his offense alive. Here's Brueggemann. Gets it to Michaela. Bauman starts toward the top. Gets it over to Dieters. Skips it down low to Kelly. Shot clock at 9. Topside Brueggemann. Steps inside her defender. Goes into the lane. Starts up with a shot. Draws the foul. And she'll come to the line. That was a great job by Brueggemann. She started up with the shot. The defender kind of committed. Brueggemann pulls it back down. Went to the hole. And for Anaya Smith, it'll be her first foul of the game. So for Anaya, foul number 1, Brueggemann at the free throw line, misses. And Riley with 9 points, still looking for her 10th. One more shot coming up for the Raven. 5'8 junior. Got it. 10 points, Riley Brueggemann and Benedictine by 3. 31-28. 9:20 to play in the third quarter here in Iowa. Back up floor with the basketball. And Pofo. Way up top side, guarded by Dieters. The feed will go to the left side of the block. Turn around from the outside of the lane. It's going to be up and good by Ampofo, and Maxine continues to pump the points up. 14 now, and it is 31-30. Benedictine leading only by 1 is worth the 9-minute mark of quarter 3. Ravens come out on top. Dieters will start to the left side. Kicks it over to Brueggemann. A runner from the baseline. Nice. Riley Brueggemann. 3 already this quarter. A dozen in the game. It's 33-30. And for Benedictine, you've got to be careful with the mindset and all this, but what you don't want to do is start thinking about this, start worrying about losing to, I mean, let's be real, a 4-19 team. Here's a turnaround shot from the outside. It's going to be up and good. And the Jackets are back within 1 again. 33-32. For Benedictine, the key is just to be relaxed and play the kind of game that has gotten you to 14-1. Shot is up on the outside, no good. And back up it will come, Graceland. And Pofo, fantastic now at 16 points. And the Ravens leading by 1. But Grayson with the basketball has an opportunity to retake the lead for the first time in a very long time. Here's a little seesaw dribble. The runner in the lane is up and good, and Grayson is back in front. Morbidoni has her 8th of the game, and Benedictine trails it 34-33. 7:40 to play in the third quarter. Michaela skips it over to Owen. She'll sidestep her defender, stop at the end of the free throw line, and the official right in front of me, which is a little distracting when the whistle kind of goes up in your ear. We're going to have a foul call on Juliana Penn. So for Penn, it'll be foul number 2. Ravens will have it in with 20 on the shot clock. It'll come in out on top to Kelly. Kelly, they'll feed inside. The layup is up and good for Nicole. Nicole Stork with 11. And BC goes right back in front, 35-34. 7:20 and counting to play in the third quarter. The Morden Center on the kind of on the south edge of the campus here at Graceland University. It is an iconic building. Kind of a three spired sort of a thing. Here's a shot from the left side for three that misses, and long rebound pulled down by Nicole. Gets it away to Owen. Dieters gets tripped in the backcourt, and the foul is going to be on Morbidoni. So Morbidoni picking up her first foul to go with 8 points, and it's 6:55 to play in the third quarter. Ravens leading it by one, and up with it will come BC. They'll lob it to the top of the key. Kelly, or rather, the feed to Kelly. She'll fade back, put the shot up. She was kind of falling away, so the shot didn't go in, but the rebound put up and in by Nicole. 37-34, Lady Ravens up three. 6.5 to go in the third quarter. And now as the ball goes over to the right side, Dieters reaches in, and now we've got another Graceland player slow to climb to her feet. That's the second time I've seen a Graceland player. Does this happen a lot? They fall to the floor and they kind of lay there and then roll around a little bit like that, and then all of a sudden they jump up and stay in the game and are okay? That's kind of interesting. 6.5 to go. Graceland with the basketball. Third quarter here in Iowa. Benedictine will stay with their little zone defense. The ball worked to the baseline corner, left side. Oh, a beautiful three drained from deep in the corner by Morbidoni. That gives her 11, and that ties us up at 37. And the Ravens are going to turn it over. We're 6 minutes to play, and it's going to be stolen back. Brueggemann will take it, drive, lean, shoot, and score. Riley Brueggemann. And with that bucket, Ravens are going to take a timeout, and so shall we. Taking a break at 5:56 to go in the third. Benedictus Lady Ravens 39, Graceland 37.
Looking for a fresh, fast, and delicious meal in Atchison? Head to Subway, conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct. From made-to-order sandwiches and wraps to crisp salads, protein bowls, and breakfast options, Subway has something for everyone, any time of day. And be sure to watch for their special $6.99 meal of the day for a great deal on your favorites. Fresh ingredients, great value, and made just the way you like it. Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison.
We're today's hit country from KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
It's the only radio station we agree on.
We love the music.
Today's hit country, Hot Country 93.7.
Let's see who comes off the bench for Benedictine. First player out on the court is going to be 5'10 senior Kyla Fitzgerald. We're going to get Michaela Bauman following her, then Diana Moser. You get Kelly Stork, and rounding it out is going to be Riley Brueggemann. The ball will come in from deep in the backcourt for the Yellow Jackets, and Morbidoni brings it in. They'll get it across midcourt, and Benedictine has shifted to a player defense, and they're playing that player defense very close, flexing all the way out. Here's a drive to the baseline, the cross-court pass, trying to drive in the middle, ball batted away for a moment, but recovered. The turnaround shot is going to be off the mark, but the offensive putback is going to miss. Rebounding it down is going to be Michaela Bauman coming up with the basketball. Here come the Ravens at 5:27 to go and rolling along in the third quarter. Benedictine leading it by a pair, 39-37. Top side, Brueggemann. Working his way around to the left side. It's Fitzgerald underneath, and the shot by Kelly. No foul called. And here comes Graceland. We are midpoint of the third quarter. Yellow Jackets with the basketball, down a pair. Way up, top side with it. The shot for three rolls around, no good. And Benedictine is going to rebound it down with Kyla Fitzgerald. Brueggemann, as usual, will race it up the floor. Comes over to the right side. They'll feed underneath to Kelly, who gets shoved in the back. And a foul on Maxine and Popo. So Maxine going to pick up only her first foul of the afternoon. It will be team foul three. And that will bring us to the mid-quarter break. We're getting a timeout, Joseph, at 4:44 to go with the third quarter. Benedictine still leads. Ravens 39, Jackets 37.
Whether you're hosting friends, enjoying a cozy evening at home, or celebrating life's little moments, Hunley Liquor has everything you need to elevate the occasion. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make any gathering special. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
As we come out of the timeout, Graceland is going to make a couple of substitutions. Coming out of the game is going to be Anaya Smith and Juliana Penn, and Brooklyn Davis and Marjorie Alvarez will come in for head coach Willie Scott. Brooklyn is the 5'9 senior from Kansas City, and Marjorie is a 5'5 freshman from Ecuador. All right, here we go. Graceland in those home whites with navy and gold. They're in on defense, and for Benedictin, it'll be put in play down at the baseline. Bergman will bring it in, and Ravens are going to get it out on top. BC will set its offense. 4:40 to go and rolling along in the third quarter. Now driving in, the shot goes up. It won't go down as it's stripped out of her hands, but Bergman will be coming to the free throw line. Officials coming over to make sure that he had the correct numbers. The foul is going to be on Marjorie Alvarez, her second. It's going to be the third, or excuse me, the fourth Graceland foul of the third quarter. So the Ravens are going to be shooting free throws for the rest of the third. The first shot here, up and good for Brueggemann. Riley's now 2 out of 3 at the free throw line. She's got 15 points. And one more shot coming up. Second one, airborne, rolls around, bounces up, and it goes in, so she'll get them both. Second one was a little less certain, maybe. But BC goes back up by 4, and the outlet pass for the Jackets is going to be thrown away. Benedictin will recover the basketball and bring it up the floor with 4:20 to go in the third quarter. Bergman has it up top side. Ravens up 4. Kicks it over to Fitzgerald. Michaela back to the block. The shot up, and kind of a double clutch by Nicole. And this shot misses as she went up the second time. She just had a little too much on it. Goes over the rim. Grayson is going to rebound it down, go into the lane. The shot is going to be blocked. Saved out on top. Yellow Jackets with the basketball, and we're at 4 minutes to go, and they'll turn it over. Ravens are going to get it back. Coming back into the game, Juliana Penn for Graceland. It's really hard for Grayson to be successful without her out there, and she is only a freshman out of Humble, Texas, but started in this game and been starting all season, doing a really good job. Here's a baseline jump shot. That's good for 3 for Michaela, for Michaela. First points of the ball game for Michaela Bauman. 44-37. Benedictin up 7. Long range shot. No. Rebound. Fitzgerald. Kyla gets it to Brueggemann. Ravens will lob it over to the left side. Michaela comes back out of top. Brueggemann thought about 3. Does it? Michaela thinks about 3 and does it. Won't go in. Then in the fight for the rebound, a jump ball gets called. It'll belong to Benedictin. BC is going to get Hattie Gross back into the game. Here's one of the very remarkable stats so far for BC, and there may be a backstory to this, is that we have gotten no points yet from Owen Dieters. So very unlike Owen to have not scored yet. She is 0-4, 0-3 from the outside with a couple of rebounds and 4 assists. And now the players waiting for the ball to be handed over for the official, and here we go. Benedictin will be putting it in at the baseline. Comes out on top to Hattie. Gross. Back out on top. It comes to Moser. She'll drive down the lane. Kick it over to the wing. The 3. Fitzgerald. No. Rebound. Brueggemann. Follows up. Yes. Riley Brueggemann with 2 more. Having a big third quarter. 46-37. Suddenly Benedictin has stretched it to a 9-point lead. And they are on a 9-0 run. How about that? Now we're going to have a ball knocked out of bounds across the way, just into the forecourt. Grayson will have it back in from over there at 3:06 to go in the third. Yeah, it was 37-37, and now it's 46-37. Benedictin. Yellow Jackets flirting with the over and back way out near midcourt, and we're going to get a timeout. That's a smart timeout
by head coach Willie Scott. And Grayson is going to talk about it, and we are going to do the same. A break in the action with exactly 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. It remains Benedictine 46, Grayson 37.
When every moment counts, every detail matters. Amberwell Hospice Care brings compassionate local care to wherever you are, home, assisted living, or a nursing facility. Our team is here day and night, helping you manage symptoms, control pain, and focus on what matters most, time with your loved ones. We support your family, too, with grief counseling that starts on day one and continues after loss. You don't need to navigate this difficult time alone. Call Amberwell Hospice Care, 913-360-5520.
Out of the timeout, Grayson will be putting the ball in play in right about midcourt, and the possession arrow belongs to Grayson. Yellow Jackets will bring it in, and we are back at it. Ball comes way up topside. Juliana Penn in the lane, comes back out on top to Tinoco. Here comes Morbidoni. She's had a great game. Shot clock goes to zero, and the shot goes up. It's going to be a on violation, and Benedictine will have it back. So coming out of the timeout, I'm guaranteeing you that's not what Coach Scott had in mind for his team. And whatever he drew up did not come to fruition. And Benedictine back up court looking for the double-digit lead for the first time today. They'll go back door. Fitzgerald underneath to Nicole, who gets knocked hard to the floor. Climbs back to her feet, and she's going to be coming to the free throw line. The foul is going to be on Angelique Taylor. And at the line for Benedictine, it will be Nicole Stork. Nicole is one of two at the free throw line this evening. Going to stop play for just a minute, and this is going to towel the floor down a little bit. Continue to be aware that the guys' game is coming up after this one here on KAIRFM Horton Atchison. I expect it to get underway at about 4 o'clock. I don't know. Joseph, we might. Not going to get y'all excited or make any promises, but clock's moving pretty good. We may get even a bit of a jump on that. Here's a free throw. Yeah. Nice touch on it for Nicole Stork. She's got 14. One more shot for the junior from Adele. Gets them both. And it is 48-37. Ravens go up 11. They're on an 11-0 run, and we've got 2:20 to go in the third quarter. Grayson is desperate to get a point on the board now. Here's a runner. The shot off the window, and there it is. They got what they needed from the person who's probably going to provide it, Maxine Ampopo. 48-39, and we're 2 minutes to play in the third. Bergman skips it over to the right side to Hattie. Gross works her way to the top. Kicks a pass up there to Moser. Into the lane it goes to Kyla, whose shot rolls around. No good. Rebounding it back down is Graceland. Angelique Taylor coming up with a basketball. And Yellow Jackets will race into the forecourt, go down the left side, feed across to the block, and two defenders surround the Graceland player, where we will get a whistle, and we're going to have the ball just knocked out of bounds. Is there a foul involved in it? There was not a foul. So what we're going to have is Benedictine making a couple of substitutions with a minute 40 to go in the third quarter. We're going to get Owen Dieters back in for the first time in a while now. Here's a driving shot way off the mark and a rebound cleared down by Dieters. Here comes Benedictine. Owen racing down the court right in front of the Benedictine bench, dumps it into the corner to Hattie. Hattie goes to the right side of the block. Pass comes off on top, and it's going to be knocked free and stolen. With numbers, driving down the uncontested finger roll layup is up and good for Olivia Tinoco. 48-41 BC, a minute 10 to play in the third. Nicole comes out on top to Owen. Dieters goes right side to Kelly. Nicole back on left side to Owen, underneath to Kelly. Puts it on the floor, comes out on top, sidestep, 15-footer, good for Benedictine, and a nice shot by Hattie Gross, her 8th point of the evening. or the afternoon, I guess, making it 50-41. We're inside. I can't see that sunshine that I know is out there. 35 seconds left in the third quarter, and Grace is going to turn it over, palming over the basketball. Juliana Penn trying to slow it down as she got to midcourt. Juliana looks absolutely gassed out there. She goes hands on knees as the officials get set to have Benedictine inbound the basketball. 50-41 BC. So the Ravens up 9. Shot clock at 15, game clock at 32. We're approaching the end of the third quarter. Here's Jeters with it to Nicole. Now they'll feed underneath to Kelly. She'll horse it up, miss it, draw the foul. That's going to be a third foul for Angelique Taylor. And once again, the Lady Ravens coming to the free throw line. And how about Kelly Stewart? Can you believe she's only got 2 points in the game today? Two at the free throw line back in the opening quarter. And the shot will not go in. One more shot coming up for Kelly Stewart. I'm not sure in any game that the freshman has played this year, she's had this few points. Second free throw, yes. So she will get one of the two, pick up her third point of the game, and put Benedictine back up double figures. It's 51-41. Shot clock is off. 15 seconds left in the third quarter. Nice move to the left side, and the running layup is good for the Yellow Jackets. The bucket by Juliana Penn. Her first point of the game. The feet in the middle. The feet to the top. Dieters will launch a three. Oh, and it doesn't quite go in. And we're going to get a timeout. Let's do it. We're taking a break. In the third quarter, it is Benedictine 51, Grayson 43.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
All right, we're here at the Morton Center on the campus of Grayson University, Lamoni, Iowa, where Benedictine, trailing early in the ballgame, put together a bit of a lead. Grayson comes storming back, and now after three quarters, BC goes up double figures, 51-41. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph, our producer and engineer, back at the Care Studio. I'm counting to hear courtside. Lady Ravens are being led by Riley Brueggemann. She had 9 points at halftime, added another 9 in the third quarter. So she's at 18 now. Double digits also for Nicole Stewart, 15, 8 for Hattie Gross off the bench. Connor Fitzgerald, 4, and then 3 apiece for McKenna Bauman and Kelly Stork. For Graceland, 18 for Maxine Ampofo, 11 for Inara Morbidoni. So here we go. Fourth quarter underway. It'll be Graceland basketball. And the Yellow Jackets are going to be putting it into play. For Graceland, the trick is don't panic. You know you got a long way to come back. You're down 10, but you can't pick them all up in one possession. You've got to take your time, make a nice play like that, feed it into the middle where Angelique Taylor, the 5'11 senior from Davenport, gets her first bucket of the ball game, and that's how you come back. A step at a time is 51-43. 9:20 to play in the game. For Benedictine, the ball is on the baseline, and you're going to get Nicole Stork put on the floor. Now, the question is, Jackets are arguing with the official. The foul is going to be on Maxine. It'll be her second. It will be the first foul of the fourth quarter by either team, and the Ravens are going to have it into their offensive baseline. It is 51-45. And driving in, the shot goes up, and another Raven falls hard to the floor. Benedictine, gotta be careful. You're gonna hurt yourself doing things like that. That's only Dieters. And we're going to have another foul on Angelique. That'll be her, I believe, fourth personal foul. And BC coming to the line, and it will be Owen Dieters. Owen has not scored today. That is remarkable. And the first free throw bounces, and it will finally go away. No good. One more shot coming up for Benedictine and their freshman point guard from Corning. Second one, she'll get it. Owen is on the board. It is 52-45. Down the floor, baseline runner, off the mark, rebound slapped out on top by Taylor. The follow shot missing, rebound BC. Here comes Dieters, outlet left side, Hattie in, up, got it to roll in. That was a big time shot. Hattie Gross has 10. 54-45, inside 9 minutes to go in the game. Ravens will get it down the floor and steal it away. Here comes Dieters. Ravens have numbers. It's 3-on-2. Dieters comes out on top. The 15-footer does not fall in. Dieters follows it up and misses it. Rebounds it back. Gets it to Hattie. Kicks it on top. Sidestepping is Kyra. The shot is no. Rebound tipped around. Grayson will pull up with it. And again, Benedictine struggling to get some of these shots to fall. 8.5 minutes to play. Yellow Jackets into the lane. And we're going to get a Raven foul. That was a tough call. Foul is going to be on Kyla. So Fitzgerald will collect the foul, her first. And for Benedictine, it's not a very big scoring number here. The first free throw is up and good, and now there's some confusion. We've had Gus would explain this as Iowa officials. We just, it seems like there's always something. Some confusion, some stoppage of play, some lack of clarity. A couple of free throws here are going to be up and good. And the Raven lead is now 54-46. So Benedictine by 8. Dieters will have the ball batted away and knocked out of bounds. And it'll come back in again to BC at their offensive baseline. They'll be to the right side of the lane with 8:15 to go in the game and 20 on the shot clock. For the Ravens, Stork, Nicole, Moser, Fitzgerald, Dieters, and Gross. Now on top, Moser. Here's Dieters, three. There it is! Owen Dieters from outside. And it is 57-46, BC up 11. We go inside 8 minutes to play. Benedictine coming into the game tied at first place in the Heart of America Athletic Conference. We're going to get a foul on Benedictine, and it'll be Nicole Stork picking up her third foul. So Nicole will check out. And Ravens are going to bring Grace back into the game, the 6'1 senior from Manhattan, Grace Dixon. Here comes Grace into the basketball. Nice skip pass all alone on the left side. The shot is up and good. And coming in late, Grace will pick up a foul. And it's going to be a chance at a three-point play. So Grace Dixon, foul number one. And the last thing the Ravens want to do is help Grace and get some scoring opportunities. That'll be the 7th point of the game for Brooklyn Davis. Her free throw is perfect. It's now 57-49. We've still got a long way to go in this. 7:48 to play. Riley Bergman will come back in for the Ravens. So BC will feed down low. They'll kick it out on top. Gross for three. Gosh, she's been hitting everything. Anything she throws in the air the last two games. Going down, and Hattie knocks in at her 13th point of the afternoon. 60-49. And now the Ravens are going to steal. Here comes Dieters. Coast to coast. The driving bucket's up and good. Owen hits the bucket. Draws the foul. The whistle is going to be on Brooklyn Davis. And Dieters coming to the line where she's one of two this afternoon. And BC now beginning to put together a bit of a lead. It's 62-49. Dieters going to take her time and drop it right in. It is 63-49, Benedictine. And now the Ravens steal. Here's Dieters. She'll get pushed, goes up, and misses the shot. And it's going to go out of bounds. It will be Jackets basketball. There was just a shove from the back, and the official standing there did nothing about it. So for Graceland, it is going to work, and they're going to have the ball. BC will press it all the way up the floor. 7 minutes to play. Yellow Jackets still fighting their way into the forecourt. Skip pass in the lane, and there's a push. No foul called. Bonnie's strewing across the floor. And as it goes out of bounds, it'll be Benedictine basketball. So maybe the quality of play has diminished a little bit, if you like, very little, if no contact. Because we're getting a lot of contact. 6:55 to go. BC with the ball, leading by 14. Top side is going to be Hattie. She'll bring it right side to Grace. Grace will hand it over to Brueggemann, who gets tripped and knocked to the floor. Another collision, and the official waits for the player to come to her feet, and again, they foul on Juliana Penn. Going to be her third foul of the game. For Graceland, it'll be team foul three of the fourth quarter. Benedictine has committed a couple, and the Ravens are going to bring it in. Way out on top is Hattie. Slides down to the side of the free throw line. Brueggemann puts up the long-range shot that misses. The rebound is on the floor. Gross is going to cover it up. The official calls a jump ball. And possession, Ravens. 6.5 to go. They got 10 on the shot clock. Going to have to set that. There we go. They got that back at 20 now. Good. And for Benedictine, it'll be inbounded by Owen Dieters. Dieters looks it in, gets it to Fitzgerald, who gets pushed, and it's going to be another foul on Ampofo. So that is team foul, is that five? Yeah. So you've got Penn, Ampofo twice, Taylor once, and coming to the free throw line, the shot, it's up and good. So picking up the point at the free throw line is Kyle Fitzgerald. Kyle hasn't scored yet in the second half until that free throw. And the second shot is also good. And Benedictine opening it up now. It is 65-49. Lady Ravens up 16. But still 6:25 to play. Here's a shot from the lane. Going to be wide to the left side. The Ravens are going to clear it down. Here comes Dieters. And now she will run into a teammate. And that was rather comical. And on the other end, the shot is up and good. And somehow Brueggemann, who runs into Dieters, also is going to commit that foul. Rather unlike her. So, it'll be a chance at a three-point play here for Brooklyn. She hit the conventional three a moment ago. Fitzgerald is going to come out. You're also going to get Dixon to come out. A little confusion. How many come in? Same number comes in that comes out. And the free throw coming up here for Davis is not good. Rebounding it down? BC. Caleb Howman comes up with a basketball. Dieters up the floor. She's being bumped and pushed and shoved all the way up court. Braves will get it topside to Hattie. Again to Owen. Inside 6 minutes to play. Benedictine's going to be patient, work the ball, look for a good shot, take some time off. The feed will come underneath to Nicole. Hook shot, got it! 17 points, Nicole Stork. It's now 67-51. 5:40 to go. We'll get Moser to check back in as the upward pass is going to be lost out of bounds. And Raven fans, perhaps most concerned right now how Kelly is. She got knocked hard to the floor, but she's sitting down there on the bench with her teammates and not in any noticeable pain or discomfort. Okay, coming to the free throw line, it's going to be Grayson with Brooklyn Davis. The shot? Yeah, there it is. So Brooklyn, three out of four at the free throw line. That one, no. Rebound, Moser, 67-52. And we're 5.5 to go in the game. What's more, yeah, I think you can expect Benedictine to take 20
maybe as many as 25 or so seconds as they can off the clock with this possession. Here's Michaela with it on top. Shot clock at 9. The feet underneath. The shot by Nicole. Nope. It's going to go out of bounds. Blocked away. No foul call. So the Ravens are going to have it in at the baseline with 5 on the shot clock. Bergman will inbound it. Gross, Bergman, Moser, Bauman, and Stork for BC. It comes into Hattie. She'll go 3. Hits the rim. Bounds away. And the Karam kicks out of play. Going to come back in again to Graceland. 5:09 left. Benedictine quickly going to race to the bench, and Bauman is going to come out into the lineup for BC. Is going to be the freshman, Lily Martin. Lily, 5'6", out of Wichita. Came from Wichita, went to Bishop Carroll, and we're 5 minutes to go in the ballgame. They'll drive to the left side. Lots of contact. No foul called, and the ball's going to be secured by Yellow Jackets. Grayson will go into the lane again. Spin 360, and we will get a Raven foul. Coach Holsom's, he's out here lobbying for a travel, and he's not going to get that. And since we're under 5 minutes, we're going to get a timeout. Let's do it, Joseph, with only 4:51 to go in the ladies' game, and a men's game still coming up. It's a Benedictine Lady Ravens 67, Graceland 52.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like the Hot Foot Sundae, Dipped Cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
To 51 seconds to play. Ladies game, guys game coming up yet after this one. And well, Joseph, a minute to go. I give the kids to death. I thought maybe we were going to get that other one started a little bit early, but I look at this and realize we are not, but it still should be kind of sort of pretty close to on time, you know? So we'll see how that all shakes out. Ravens are out on the court. They got Hattie out there and Michaela. Owen is back in the game. You also have Lily. And as a free throw goes up and in, it will be Nicole. One more shot coming up. On its way and good. So a couple of free throws up and good for her. Maxine, she has got 20 points now for the Yellow Jackets. It is 67-54. BC will come into the forecourt on the outlet pass. Over to the left side is Hattie. Comes out on top. Dieters, who backs away. The Ravens are intent on utilizing the clock to their best advantage. Hattie swings it back over to the left side. 10 on the shot clock now. Lily to Owen. She'll go baseline, put up a runner, doesn't hit it, draws a foul, coming to the line. It'll be Owen Dieters. So Owen Dieters will pick up the foul, or will be coming to the free throw line because of the foul. First shot, rims out. So Owen, who did not score until the fourth quarter, is now 2 of 4 at the free throw line. 7 points this afternoon. One more shot. Kicks out. She will miss them both. And the rebound is going to be taken away by Morbidoni. Here comes Graceland. Yellow Jackets will run into the forecourt. Dump it over to the left side and now go all the way into the corner at the foot of the Yellow Jacket bench. Drive around the lane. Put up a running shot that misses. Lily's going to rebound it down. Get it away. BC will race into the forecourt. 4 minutes to play. Dieters, Michaela, back out on top. It'll come to Hattie. Peters will start left, back away. Oh, normally she would have taken that three. She'll feed in the middle to Nicole, who has her shot blocked. It's on the floor. Moreover, Doni is going to come up with a basketball, and she'll break it into the forecourt with 3 minutes and 40 to go in the game. The feed over to the right side, driving across, reverse layup is going to be up, and it's going to be good. A pretty play crossing from right to left beneath the goal for Graceland and Brooklyn Davis. Brooklyn having a huge fourth quarter. 67-56, Benedictine. Ravens are going to pass that underneath, comes out on top. Bauman goes three, and it won't fall. And Ravens are going to rebound it down. Nicole has it, falls to the floor, loses it. We're not going to get a timeout, I don't guess. And the jump ball will belong to Graceland. It'll be Yellow Jacket basketball. And everybody kind of stops out on the floor. Nobody's sure if there was a timeout or... Wait a minute, we're stopping the clock because there's going to be a substitution, and Benedictine is going to bring Bergman back into the game before the ball is brought inbounds, and now they're going to get Fitzgerald back in. So, again, some confusion on the court. Graceland will inbound it. The Ravens will apply full court pressure. 3:13, 3:12, 3:11 to go in the game. Benedictine hanging on to what is now an 11-point lead. The upcourt pass is batted. It's loose to the floor. It's going to be stolen. Here comes BC, right side. Dieter shoots and scores. Owen with the bucket, 69-56. At 2:50 to play. Flying down the right side. Grace will get in the corner. The ball breaks loose. Now the shot goes up. It's going to be lost out of bounds, but it'll have been touched last by Benedictine. For the Ravens. Oh, staying in on defense with 2:42 to play. Bergman, Dieters, Fitzgerald, Bauman, and Stork. Nicole Stork. Going to be the Raven 5. Morbidoni with the basketball. Kicks it quickly behind her. Tinoco starts around to the left side. Back out to Morbidoni. She'll go three. It's online and perfect. What a nice shot by Inara Morbidoni. It'll be her 14th point of the afternoon. She has hit a three in every quarter today. And at 2 minutes and 15 to go in the ball game, the Raven lead cut to 10. 69-59. BC will take it to the right block where Stork's hook shot doesn't go in. She'll get her own rebound and throw it. Looking to get it to her teammate, but instead it'll be taken away by Apofo. And Grayson goes into the fourth court. And Coach Scott calls the timeout. We're going to take a break with the Yellow Jackets. We're down to a minute 59 to go in the ladies' game. It remains Benedictine 69, Graceland 59.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
Got Joseph running things back at the K Radio Sports Studios. Tom Couch with you here. And it is the Richard Bresch Court. It's a new moniker on the floor here. Minute 59 to go in the ball game, and it'll be Grayson Ball. They'll put it in play right in front of the Yellow Jacket bench, and they will have it up top side. Very patiently, very deliberately, they'll work the ball over to the left. Get it to Tinoco. She'll feed it to the free throw line. And Papa will turn and shoot. Hits the back of the rim and it'll bounce out and be recovered by BC. And the Ravens are going to slow it up as they come into the forecourt. Nice rebound by Brueggemann. Here comes Dieters. Benedictine back on offense. The minute and a half to play. They're playing with a 10-point lead. Here's Dieters with the ball. Looks over to the right side. Brueggemann says, go ahead, bring it on over this way. I got you. Gets it to Riley. Now they'll feed underneath the Stork. She'll back in, gets surrounded by a couple of defenders, and 3 seconds is going to be the call. 75 seconds to play in the game. So here's what's going to happen. Graceland is not going to win this game, but they're going to make it very close and very competitive. They're going to come out of this disappointed, but shouldn't be, because they've played well here today. Here's a baseline three. Rams around. It goes in from deep in the left corner. And Bobo hits another one. She's got 23 points. It is 69-62. 50 seconds to play. Benedictine to the right side. Bergman attacks, shoots, scores. Riley Bergman with 20. 71-62. And now the officials stop play, and I'm not sure what they're going to do with this clock. It says 44.1 seconds left. They're going to make it 46 and a half. Don't know where that 2 seconds went or why they came back, but that's what happens. And the Jackets will inbound in the backcourt, and the Ravens are going to go with some football pressure, mostly just to make them handle the ball. And now it's batted away. Dieters knocks it loose, saves it in the corner. Ravens are going to look for a timeout, and they're going to get it. What a great job by Owen Dieters to steal the ball, cover it up, and then BC gets a timeout. Joseph, a break. 36 seconds ago in the contest. Ravens by 10, 71-61.
If you lift up a couch cushion, empty pants pockets at the washing machine, or search your vehicle, you will probably find some loose change rolling around. Hi, this is Brian Casey of Union State Bank of Atchison. Did you know that loose change is important to the local businesses in your community who depend on it for transactions? The U.S. Mint is asking Americans to put those coins back in circulation by spending them or taking them to your nearest bank location to deposit. All 7 Union State Bank locations can help your friends and neighbors when you bring in your change jars. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Most conference saw a couple of noon games today. Central Methodist just ate up Mount Mercy, 83-65 on Senior Day. It was Clark securing a road win in Parkville, 75-71. The other games are all still underway. Oh, no, wait. Let me look here. We do have a couple of finals. Grandview over William Woods by 35 or 40. Mid-America beats Culver Stockton, 58-45. And it is Missouri Valley, a winner over Peru. The other two games still going on, this one and the Baker-Missouri Baptist game. And none of them are really in any doubt at this juncture in the last minute or so of the game. Ravens have the ball with a half a minute to go, leading it by 10. Around the left side is going to be Bergman. She'll cut into the lane, goes in, goes up, misses the shot, draws a foul, coming to the line. It's going to be Riley Bergman. Out of St. James Academy, Riley Bergman coming to the free throw line. 25 seconds to play this afternoon. She sends up the first one, puts it right in. And Riley now with 21 points today. And that one does not go in. Rebound, Graceland. Here come the Yellow Jackets. Way up topside with it. They're being really patient, pretty indifferent. 12 seconds more. Bedoni goes three. Doesn't get it. It was close. Rebounding it down, it's going to be Dieters, and the Ravens do not even have to take it to midcourt. Final score this afternoon in the ladies' game. Benedictine, 72. Graceland, 61. And we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
It's time now for the Amberwell Postgame Show on CARE Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage starts right after this. When every moment counts, every detail matters. Amberwell Hospice Care brings compassionate local care to wherever you are, home, assisted living, or a nursing facility. Our team is here day and night, helping you manage symptoms, control pain, and focus on what matters most, time with your loved ones. We support your family, too, with grief counseling that starts on day one and continues after loss. You don't need to navigate this difficult time alone. Call Amberwell Hospice Care, 913-360-5520.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the pumps just south of Holton, powered by BMP propane and Knotty Pine oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the pumps has you covered. The pumps offers E10 87, premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The pumps is a family owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
We're here in Ramoni, where the Benedictine Lady Ravens. A bit of a slow start in this one today, but it picked up momentum, took a lead for the first time with about 3 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Never let that lead get away until, well, for one moment they got behind 34-33 early in the third quarter, but they were able to hold off Graceland here at home today and win it 72-61. Looking at the scoring, if you're the Yellow Jackets, you say, man, Maxine's going to get 23 and going to have 14 for Morbidoni, and Brooklyn Davis going to come in and she's going to come off the bench for 13. You'd be pretty happy, and they should be, because those are the three leading scorers, followed by Olivia Janoka with 7 and 2 apiece for Juliana Penn and Angelique Taylor. But for Benedictine, how about Riley Brueggemann? 21 points again today. Riley over 20. It feels like almost every time out. Yet Nicole Stork with 17, 13 for Hattie Gross, who continues to play more and more and better and better. Owen Dieters with 9. It was a half a dozen for Kyla Fitzgerald. Michaela Bauman with 3. 3 for Kelly Stork this afternoon. And for Benedictine, there was a lot of PT today for Grace Dixon, Dinah Moser, and Lily Martin. None of them getting in the scoring column. Kind of looking at some of the numbers here. Lady Ravens never did really get their shooting numbers where they would like them to be. Ended up with a 36% day on 26 of 71. But here's the thing. Graceland, 23 of 52, 44%. Respectable number. But Benedictine took 20 more shots today than Graceland. And that is a hard, hard advantage to overcome. BC was 6 of 27 from the outside, hitting 22%. And 14 to 21 at the free throw line. BC turning it over 16 times. Graceland 21. So when it's all said and done, Yellow Jackets move to 4-20 and 3-13 of the year for BC. The record improves. They're now 19-5. They are 15-1 in the conference. And next up, we got a road trip next Wednesday, but we'll be talking about that as it draws closer. Stick around between games. Probably going to get a chance to visit with Chad Folsom, Lady Raven head coach. And then we're going to have men's college basketball. And it'll be the guys' turn. BC at Graceland. This guys' game should be something fantastic. Looking forward to bringing it to you. Again, the final score in the ladies' contest. It was Benedictine 72, Graceland 61. We'll be back before long. But in the meantime, back we go to Joseph at a Kara Sports Studio. Ramoni, Iowa, where game two getting set to go. But ladies game of the book, and joining us, Chad Folsom, head coach of the Benedictine Ladies. Coach, great to put up a little bit of scuff. I'm really proud of how your girls stuck with it and didn't let that early rough patch, you know, cause some trouble.
Yeah, totally. You know, I'm sorry I don't have a voice today, so hopefully you can hear me. But, yeah, definitely. You know, we figure everybody we play is going to bring their A game at us, you know, and then they definitely did. And, you know, things weren't going our way early, turning over a little bit too much or missing a lot of open shots under the basket outside. So, but we just definitely stuck with the plan. You know, I think second half we buckled down a little bit better on defense, caused them to have a little bit harder time to score and caused a few turnovers. And you know, our defense kind of let us get some easy buckets. So sometimes when you're not making shots, you got to be able to guard, definitely. And then tonight our defense second half, I think, was allowed us to pull away and get that win tonight.
I don't know how she does it. It seems like every game I look up there and Riley is, you know, 200 million things, and I miss the point sometimes. And by the time this thing's over, 21 for her again. She's just been doing that all season.
Totally. I mean, you get 18 to 20 from her every single game, you know, and that's what we needed. You know, I knew last year when we graduated, everybody that Riley needed to be our scorer, you know, and then she's playing the two guard and the point guard and doing a wonderful job for us this year at that spot. So yeah, she lets some great drives, too, to the basket, you know, finishing. You know, and again, when your shots aren't falling, if you can attack the basket even and make some layups or get to the line, she did that well for us, too, tonight.
Now, you combine her with suddenly somebody who's really beginning to start breathing, Hattie.
Yeah.
She's getting a little more time, and you can see, you know, sometimes it takes a minute to get that comfort level up and to kind of get yourself acclimated to the team and figure out what your spot is, and she's kind of coming into her spot now.
Definitely. You know, and at the beginning of the year, she was knocking down a lot of threes at the beginning of the year. Then she kind of went through a dry spell around Christmas, but it's great to see her back with confidence, playing the way she is. You know, last game was probably her best game ever here as a Lady Raven, and I expect a lot more of those to come. But tonight she backed it up with some great, great made shots. Again, drive the basket, finish. I guess she always plays great defense. She plays extremely hard, and she rebounds the ball both ends of the floor. So I'd love to see it. I hope, like I said, I think she's really feeling pretty confident, and we need to keep an eye on her to bring great things to her for us every game.
And for your team now, you know, you're 19 wins. We always talk about 20 is kind of a number that's like one that you're always looking to get. That 20 is a big deal. And for you, it's got to be a chance to do that. Went to it on the road, and again, never easy on the road, and never an easy place to play here.
Right. You know, and I haven't even thought about how many we got, to be honest with you. And I just want to keep playing well every night and keep putting it together. And, you know, the ultimate goal is hopefully we can win a conference title, but that's still a long ways away, too. We got to take it one game at a time and keep worrying about the next opponent. So tonight was a great challenge for us, you know, on the road to figure it out during the game, and I thought our ladies did it. So we're not always going to have great games where you're clicking on all cylinders the whole time. Like the last couple games, I feel like we've had. So being able to figure it out, being able to figure it out on the road is the key for anybody who wants to be good, and I think our team is playing really, really well and figuring things out right now.
Well, when somebody steps up, okay, Kelly gets banged up a little bit, so you take her out, making sure that she's okay, and you reach out and, you bring somebody in off the bench and, you're young
Eddie from
Manhattan. That's it.
Yeah, great. Got to be ready to go tonight. You know, she gets some good defense, good rebounding in there. She was strong with it. Had some good kickouts, too, down there. So, yep, next one up. You know, somebody goes down, the next one's got to be ready. So, it's been good to see Grace back healthy again. She missed a lot of the middle part of the season, so it's nice to have her available when we need her. She did step in there first today when we needed her.
Well, Coach, I'm going to let you rest, boys. We're going to get out here. We got the guys. Should be a good one here. Are you guys get to stick around for this one?
I think we're going to head home. You know, get home. I think we might hit the 2-2, so Bethany. So that's our plan.
93.7. You can pick it up just about, just right here, not very far.
And maybe just a little shout-out to Killer, Don Kilkenny. He always sponsors our dinner on this trip, and he did it again this year, so we really appreciate Don Kilkenny and all his support of our women's basketball team. I know he's listening.
Don't get much better than him.
No, not at all.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, congratulations, man. Good job. We'll see you Wednesday.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Tom.
You got it. Ken Bolton, head coach of the Benedictine Ladies, and a big win for them. Guys, teams are out of the court. We'll be back. Raven basketball coming up. We'll be back, Joseph, in, let's say, about 3 minutes.
Thanks for listening to the Amber Well Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard right here on CARE Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. This has been an exclusive production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.